or the Idiot Box has been our favorite screen so far. Do you think the handheld device is taking that place?
Okay, so I have a very different perspective, Deepshika. Mobile became the first screen in India almost 5 years ago. TV reached 66% tele density, has reached 66% TV density, household density, but mobile has crossed 91% density. That means almost every Indian has a mobile phone in their hand, and many of us have two mobile phones in our hands. And this revolution, which probably started because of the Jio near free internet, along with a lot of innovations that came at the same time, which was mobile banking, multilingual keyboards, voice-led searches and voice-led commands, have fundamentally made mobile the first screen, not just for media consumption, but for a host of other critical services which were otherwise not available to the remote areas in the country. However, I do feel that there is no replacement for TV. Are women making their own personalized choices on what they want to consume and how they want to consume it, whether it is ad-funded or subscription-funded? And yes, it's happening because it is going away from the television screen and actually becoming a personal mobile device. Mothers have always been, or women have always been, in any role, decision makers for a lot of things in the household, which has reflected in the kind of advertisers you see on television kids channels or the kind of advertisers you see in the GEC channels. That is going to start reflecting on digital as well.
From the time when you started out in the corporate sector, in the media world, how do you think it has changed in terms of welcoming, being more welcoming to women and letting them in breaking the proverbial glass ceiling?
There were two things that always scared me about where I was working. There was no room for anything else in your life other than work. And there was no room for letting down your guard. So everybody was always putting on a certain persona when they came to work. I didn't set out my life to earn money. I set out to have any experience that I wanted to have and have the freedom to be able to live my life at my own terms. And I was really lucky that I started finding team members and managers who actually wanted me to come and work with them for what I could deliver to the firm. Not because I was a mother or not a mother, because I had commitments in family or didn't have commitments. And I think that has been a fundamental change.